B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It is the 5 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
Sal Powell will join us at 5:15. Brought to us by Guided Door and Window. Receive 20% off all windows and doors. No money down. 3 years to paid off. Interest free. Call Guided Door and Window today. 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit GUIDA.com. I told you about this little sports talk story. I'm going to tell a bit later in this hour.
I'm dying to hear it.
To prove that sports talk radio hosts throughout the country are kind of nerds. And it's hysterical, this story. It actually, well, I won't give it away. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Rich in the Northeast. Rich, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Rich.
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
What's going on, Rich?
Hey, I'm just referring back to the Ben Simmons shooting point you were making earlier.
Yes.
I mean, if there's anybody that's going to tell him how to tell him to shoot, it's got to be his brother, I would think. He's going to be the only one that will actually say it to him.
Like, well, I think that any, like, to me, like, he's been told this by a zillion people that he's got to, like, he can't be oblivious. Like, even his coaching staff during the season has probably urged him to shoot the ball. So, to me, it's not about, like, it's the mental part of him. And I don't know, that's touchy ground. I don't know what cures that.
Yeah, and no, I totally agree. I mean, if I was an NBA coach, that'd be the first thing I would tell him. But it's obviously past that. But I think if there's anybody who's going to tell him, why not have his brother who's known him, you know, his whole life and say, hey, yo, dude, listen, you got to shoot.
Yeah, like, the other side of that is, though, he, and I try to explain this later, he's the golden child. Like, they're all part of his team. Like, they're all patronizing Ben. He's the meal ticket. So maybe they're not, I mean, as forthright with him as you would think because they don't want to alienate him.
Yeah, but at this, I never thought of that. But at the same time, don't you think he would, like, listen to, like, I don't know. You know,
if I was his father, I don't know what his father's telling. His father's a former pro player. I would think that his father, more than anybody, would know, yo, Holmes, you got to shoot the ball to give yourself space, more space out there.
Oh, absolutely. Yo, dude, we don't need you to pull up from three. We just need you to pull from the foul line every
It's the most perplexing thing, one of the most perplexing things I've ever seen in covering Philly sports scene. It's weird. It's just flat out weird.
It doesn't make sense. And if we could, the offense, he wouldn't need to be the point guard. Obviously, he's very explosive as the point guard. But he wouldn't need to be if he could just pull from the foul line, do a little high-low with him and Joe, put Joe on the block, extend Joe. At least he can at least...
But as a point guard, he would be so much more effective if he could pull up. Because they back off him. As soon as they know his ability to get to the basket, they back off him. They give him 5 feet to shoot it. A medium-range jump shot should be money for him. I don't understand it. I don't have any answers for it. Unless, like, you know, some kind of weird Game of Thrones stuff. You know, some kind of magic spell.
Right, and the other star on the team is a big man who everybody wants to play down low. So his lack of shooting directly affects Embiid's ability to be down low, to be on the baseline, because a lot of times that's the space he needs to be in. So it's not like Embiid would be a three-point shooter where, okay, they can play together. Him playing the way he does directly takes away from Embiid's game. And if they want to win a title, he has to make it to where Embiid can flourish, and he can flourish.
That's why this is the telltale year. And interestingly enough, he's eligible for an extension. Like, they have to October to sign him to an extension. So, like, what's their move? Do they wait a year, and if he plays this year, he can become a restricted free agent after 2021? Or do they act now? And what are they acting on? A guy who won't shoot the ball.
Yeah, but I think you're in a tough spot there.
You're absolutely in a tough spot. Gus in Allentown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Gus, from the town of many bed and breakfast.
What's up, Gus? First of all, the Sixers are never going to part with Simmons or Embiid as long as they fill that building. And they fill that building because they have Simmons and Embiid.
True. That's true.
And the thing that they have to do is two players, they got to play better on the road. They don't play consistently well on the road. A true superstar is a guy who goes into an alien building and triumphs, conquers. And they're not there yet. Embiid
certainly had moments on the road. Ben had a great moment on the road against Golden State, right?
Not consistent. You can pick.
No, I agree. They're jewels, but right now you look at them as flawed jewels.
At home, they're really good. They're really good at home.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The other thing is, I want to ask you a question. Would you shed Redick and Butler for Klay Thompson?
Would I shed Redick and Butler for Klay Thompson?
Yes.
Probably.
I would too. Because this offense starts, whether you like it or not, it starts with them trying to get their best shooter open. And what happened, for instance, at the end of that Toronto game is their best shooter couldn't get open. And what you notice in against really good defensive teams with some height, he has a hard time getting open. Especially, again,
yeah.
On the road.
No, Klay Thompson is a dream sequence player for you. But
Klay Thompson is better, gives you defense.
I agree, but how feasible is it?
I think it's pretty feasible.
You do?
Because I think that Durant is not leaving Golden State, okay?
And so if he doesn't leave, Klay will leave?
He might, especially because if you watch the Warriors, and I'm a big devotee of the Warriors. I love the Warriors.
Mm-hmm.
But Klay Thompson, ever since Durant got there, he's playing third fiddle. He's not playing second.
Be a third fiddle type of guy.
No.
He doesn't look like a first fiddle guy.
You don't think Klay Thompson thinks that he's at least... He was second fiddle when before Durant was there.
All right,
he's been less good since Durant got there.
All right. I mean, I don't think it's realistic that Klay's going to come east because he's got many other options west. If he wants to stay out there.
I agree. Just to address his home road thing, he was completely wrong. That's the worst call of the day. Ben Simmons averages more.
We got the splits.
0.4 less points, but more rebounds and assists on the road. Joel Embiid averages 2 points less, but more rebounds and more assists on the road and more blocks.
Yeah, it might be a perception he had from seeing a bad game on the road.
That's not, they are, in that way, they are true. They're good everywhere. Yeah. They just have to get better, period. Yes. But they're good everywhere. It's not a home road thing with them two. They're very good on the road.
Southpaw's coming up in a few minutes. Let me give you this story here. So there's a host in Boston named Fred Toucher, T-O-U-C-H-E-R. A host of the Touche and Rich show on the Sports Hub. And there's a guy in Carolina named Kyle Bailey. So they're going back and forth with the NHL Bruins Hurricanes thing. Right? So they're acting like children.
Wow.
Okay. And they're going back and forth with each other. And this Fred Touche was mocking the Carolina accent. And he ended an interview with the Hurricanes beat reporter because of his southern accent. And then he started mocking this other host who has a southern accent. So it escalated going back and forth to the point where the guy in Carolina announces that he's got relatives in Massachusetts, and when he comes up this summer, he's gonna look for this guy Fred Touche and fight him.
Sounds about right.
Toucher, his name's Toucher. All right, yeah. Toucher. So he says, I'll be up there in July to see the in-laws for vacation. So instead of calling and trying to bully my producer, you're welcome to bring your complaints straight to me.
Oh, boy.
Oh, they're going to fight now?
An old-fashioned showdown.
So he's going to seek him out in Boston and literally fight him.
They're going to fight.
They're not going to fight.
Well, at the Super Bowl.
14 years old.
I mean, at the Super Bowl, to my point, though, there were guys getting in each other's faces like they were going to really fight.
They get so wrapped up in themselves.
What are you doing? What you fighting for? What are you proving? What are you going to prove?
I don't know.
That you can beat up a guy who can't fight? You're not a good fighter. You know that guy's not a fighter.
You know what? Maybe I'd pay to see that fight.
Slapping each other.
A showdown in Ringling Town.
There's such silliness in Sports Talk Radio, folks. Let's go to Fareed is back in Mount Laurel. What's up, Fareed?
Hey, what's up, Mike?
What's going on, man?
I just want to talk about this little Ben Simmons situation, man.
Yes, go ahead. Oh, it's Ferrer? Okay, it's Fareed. You spelled it right up there. All right.
Is the process, is Ben Simmons' jump shot part of the process? Like, are they adding that to the process?
Well,
because you would set him up with some type of come around the screen and shoot a couple times, you know, like when you have 20 or something like that. I'm just trying to understand.
Yeah, no, I hear your point.
All right, so when he went out to talk to, like, to a mentor, like Magic Johnson, he already knows how to dribble, pass, and shoot the little crazy hook shot. Like, what is Magic teaching you? You have a guy that comes to every game that has the killer mentality. His name is Allen Iverson.
Yeah, what's Allen Iverson? What do you think? What's Allen Iverson going to do for Ben Simmons?
He has the killer instinct. All he has to do is just sit down with him and pick his brain. I'm 5'11", and I'm shooting the lights out. And
I'm sure Allen's had a conversation with Ben. Listen, it's not like people have not talked to Ben about this whole thing. It's just that he has to do it himself. Nobody can move his arms for him. He's got to move his arms.
But Magic Johnson, what is he going to teach you? You have
Magic. Magic didn't really work. Magic hasn't worked with him.
But he went to ask him to work with him, right?
No, he didn't work with him yet. No, he,
okay. I thought that.
No, he suggested that he would like to work with him, and that got him into trouble with Elton Brand and all that stuff.
Yeah, I'm just confused on why are you going to see somebody that you
always... Magic Johnson's going to tell him the same thing that Mike Missinelli would tell him. Magic's going to say, in the game, you got to shoot it. Like, what's the difference between Magic and Mike Missinelli? It's the same message, isn't it?
My last thing I
want to
get out real quick. The only thing that I thought, that I didn't hear anybody mention this, but I would like to see a three-point shooter off the bench. Point guard position. It seemed like everybody else had a little.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. They need a backup point guard who can make a three. You're absolutely right. You need a Van Vliet type of guy to come off the bench, and they need a guy who can come off the bench and shoot. JJ Redick, for me, as a 35-year-old guy, that's at a smaller price, if he wants it, would be the guy. But that's probably not going to happen with JJ.
If you can only get one backup center or point guard, I'd probably go backup center. If Butler's back, because Butler is my backup point guard at that point.
Who are the backup NBA free agent centers?
Or you got to make you might have to trade for one. But I want Deadman from the Hawks would be perfect for me.
Deadman from the Hawks?
Yep, he would be perfect, in my opinion, as the backup role, because the game wouldn't fall apart. Because that was the biggest thing in the playoff. If they had a nominal backup center, they beat the Raptors. Because the minutes in B played, they won the series.
What about Al Horford? I don't think
he's a free agent. Is he a free agent?
Player option.
This is a mess up there. But Kyrie's going to leave, so then he'll probably opt in. Everybody's happy if Kyrie leaves.
Brooke Lopez?
Yeah, the Bucks are going to have to pay him.
DeAndre Jordan?
Yes.
DeAndre Jordan?
Yeah, because the game wouldn't fall apart. You're only looking for 12 minutes from him. You don't need a lot. Yeah, I would take him, even though he's on the other side.
Okay. Let's go, Sam and Lancaster. Sam, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
How's it going, Mike?
What's up, Sam?
Hey, so these people emailing you about the process and the people who complain the most about the process and say it was a failure, it's always very ironic to me because they were the ones who originally were complaining about the process at the beginning. It made such a stink about it, made it such a big deal around the league that it forced the league to make the Sixers get rid of Hinkie and bring in Colangelo to continue the process but do a way worse job. So it's always ironic to me that you know, if those are the same people.
Now, you're right about that. Well, to you, is the process a success or failure right now? Where would you put it?
I think it's still to be judged. It's in it's trending upward, I would say, but the thing is there are a lot of variables that are scary. We need to get those two max spots. I mean, we at least need one. It would be nice to have two. I don't know if I want to give it to Harris. You know, there's a lot of spots right now that could be scary, but, you know, at the end of the day, two transcendent, you know, talents that we have, and we do have, you know, some flexibility cap-wise, even though the free agent class isn't exactly what I would want it to be this year. So I would say it's trending upward, but it's, you know, it's a little bit scary. But, you know, overall...
Yeah, I hear you. See, the transcendent word, I can't, like, complete the word. Like, I go transcend, and like, I can't go A-N-T yet. You know what I'm saying? Because we've been talking about this with this word. We've been using transcendent for a really long time. And these are jewels that are flawed. So I go transcend. I can't complete the word. But we're going to bring in a man who can complete words. He is going to the league meetings, the NFL in Florida, and he was witness to the OTAs with the Philadelphia Eagles today, covering the NFL like no other on ESPN. He is Sal Palantonio joining us. Sal Pal, what did you see today?
Michael, I've got all six of my mound visits remaining. I'm in good shape. How are you?
I'm doing good, brother.
Yeah, no, I actually did not make the OTA today because I had to get on a flight down to this very important NFL meeting. A lot of stuff being discussed for the 2020 season. But this was a very, very important day for the Philadelphia Eagles, Mike. This was a big, big day. I did text Doug Peterson about an hour ago, told him I was coming on the program and wanted a full report. And he was ecstatic, not only by Carson Wentz's physical presence on the field and what he brought in terms of just being able to move around and throw the ball fiercely and without fear or favor to the back or the knee. And then there's the leadership. And then when you know, I read the transcript of what Carson Wentz said, you know, with him saying that he has learned a lot through the processes of coming back through these injuries and how much he has to be open to listening to advice. I think he is a changed player. I do. I've been around him. I was there for the Eagles Autism Challenge on Saturday at Lincoln Financial Field. I got to spend a few minutes with him. I think he's a changed player. He's got married. I think he's a changed person. I think lifting the ghost of the knee brace on his knee, having the back get into a position where he can do what he wants, and also removing the specter of Nick Foles looking over his shoulder. I think all of those three things make him unencumbered and a different man.
All right, so you don't have a problem with him full bore, unrestricted, playing, no limitations in the OTAs, even though, like, a month ago he said he wasn't healed from the back.
No, I don't. I think, you know, no limitations in OTAs is one thing, obviously. We have to take it in baby steps, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? We got to take it in baby steps. We have OTAs. In June, there's a mandatory mini camp, in which things will move around a little bit more quickly. And he's got 10 full days of practice this spring. Right, Michael?
Right.
Let's not forget that.
Mm-hmm.
10 full days of practice. Obviously, no pads, no hitting, but still moving around in ways that he hasn't done since December. So that's a full 6 months. Now he's starting a 10-day practice regimen from now until June 13th. Let's see how the back responds. Let's see if he puts the knee brace back on. Let's take a baby step towards the month of June. Then he'll have half of June and most of July off. So 5 good solid weeks of rest and rehab. And if in July, Michael, if in July you and I are talking about limitations in July, then we know we have a problem.
All right. I want to discuss this with you. What is your feeling on veterans missing voluntary OTAs like a bunch of them did today, including Malcolm Jenkins, who's obviously making a statement? How does that play?
You know, Mike, I don't think the Eagles have a problem with Malcolm Jenkins. Malcolm Jenkins helped them win their first and only Super Bowl title. They're good, okay? He's the one that coined the phrase, in the locker room in Los Angeles, we all we got, we all we need. He's the one that rallied the team together in the final 4 weeks of that Super Bowl championship season and then into the playoffs. He's the one that held it together on the field when Nick Foles was sliding into oblivion, okay? I wrote a book about it. I know. I'm telling you, they're good with Malcolm Jenkins. And guess what, Michael? Malcolm Jenkins needs to get paid, and he needs to get paid in a hurry. Whatever money they got saved up, okay, they need to slide a little over to Malcolm Jenkins and make sure that he's happy and whole.
Well, why don't they realize that to the point where he has to give them this kind of a message?
You know, Mike, it's business, Michael. It's business.
Okay. All right.
It's all business.
Yeah, because everything you say is true. So if all that's true, the Eagles should go, we got to pay him. But they haven't, and he's giving them this message.
Sometimes you got to send a message.
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
I got you. Let me ask you, what's going to be discussed in Florida for the NFL meetings?
Well, a two big things. Huge. That's why we're here. One is the pass interference reviewed in the NFL, which was passed in March. Offensive and pass interference, defensive pass interference would be a reviewable play, may be changed so that only a coach's challenge can review offensive and pass defensive pass interference, because they don't want the 16, 17 officials that are up in the booth, the replay officials, having to make that call. In fact, the Canadian Football League initially had the call made from the booth, and they found that they didn't like it. Those guys weren't trained to do it. They were missing a lot of calls, and they went to the coaches' challenge. But the coaches don't like having the responsibility of holding a red flag back and it falling on them to toss the flag and holding one back. It puts them at a disadvantage. So this is going to be a very big thing, because, you know, I have always contended the Rams were an illegitimate Super Bowl team. It should have been the Saints, and that can't happen again. And pass interference, offensive and defense, especially in the last 2 minutes, should be a reviewable play here going forward. And if it's going to be up to the coaches to throw the challenge flag, I don't think the coaches are going to be happy about that. So that's super contentious. And then the other thing is that yesterday the league announced that the NFL Players Association and the NFL have come to an agreement on health and safety, to the point where they are considering use of marijuana to manage pain. I just talked to a league official about 2 hours ago, and they are going to talk about that tomorrow.
Wow. That's going to be interesting. Well, that sounds cool, man. And enjoy your time in Florida. Bring us the news, brother. By the way, I saw you on, I guess you were at Giants camp, and you had the yellow polo under the blue blazer. It popped.
You like that, Mikey?
Yeah, you had the yellow polo going. It was a good pop.
I was getting ready for Florida. You know?
Yeah, had a guy.
Little bank shot, North Jersey, Miami Beach. You know what I mean?
Beautiful. We'll talk to you.
See
you. All right, here he is, Sal Pal. Yeah, had the yellow polo on underneath with the sport coat.
Yeah, he was looking good.
Yeah, I wouldn't go yellow polo under a sport coat, but he looked good on him. He's got the gray hair going. Beautiful. Looks like someone we know. Oh, it's him.
You're not a big, bright color guy.
Yeah, I know. When it calls for it, I am.
Really?
I don't know. I mean, you normally stick
to... yellow doesn't look good on me.
I don't think you like an orange, because you mentioned
orange. I have an orange. I have an orange polo. But I don't have a yellow.
You talked about it before. You're not
really?
A big... you're not a big color guy.
Tomorrow I'm going to wear a bright colored shirt.
There you go.
Natalie, can you do... You got bright colors?
Yes.
All right, all three of us got
to remember. Bright color Wednesday?
Bright color Wednesday.
General knowledge Wednesday?
You have bright colors tomorrow. There you go.
All right.
Fun.
That's coming up. So are your calls if you want to slide in at 610-622-0975. Mike Missinelli Show back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It's 5:33. It's time to get our final Twitter poll numbers, brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Attention all landscapers looking to repower a zero turn or a walk behind mower. Moyer has the best deals around for an engine replacement in stock. Visit paulbmoyer.com for details.
Final numbers on today's poll. Over 2,000 votes on this one. Do you think Carson Wentz should be fully participating in voluntary OTAs? 88% says yes. 12% says no.
All righty. Passed away, Tyrone? Harold Lederer.
Yeah.
For him?
Yeah.
The guy on the HBO boxing telecast that Jim Lampley would go to?
Yeah, Letterman, yeah.
Oh, let's go to Harold Letterman. Yeah. Okay, Jim.
Yep. He's all-time great. He's sad.
I got Holyfield, 5 rounds over 3.
You would. You would. And I want to wish my father, Steve Johnson, a happy birthday today. I love you, Dad.
Oh, Stevie Johnson?
Yes.
Steve Johnson's birthday today?
Yes, it is.
Happy birthday. I've never met Steve.
No,
I've never met Steve either.
In the weeds, Steve.
No, I will bring him around.
Yeah.
You gotta bring him around.
Bring him around.
I'll talk to him about your background, man.
Well.
Yeah, let's get the truth.
Why you don't smile?
That goes back away. That's not, but he won't be able to, that doesn't come from his side.
Will he acknowledge that?
Yeah, he'll acknowledge it, but it doesn't come, that's a genetic thing from my mom's side.
Oh, it's your mom's side. Yeah, your mom's side don't smile?
My mom didn't.
Your mom didn't smile?
Nah.
No?
Mm-mm. I'm not like her. My mom's not cooperative. Not great with strangers. You know, I check a lot of the same boxes as my mom.
Come on, man. Let's go Robert Myrtle Beach. Robert, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Robert?
What's going on, guys?
How are you, Rob?
Real quick. Good, man, good. So a couple months ago, I called in and told you guys about my dad being locked up, and he was listening to the show, and he heard me give him a shout-out one time.
Uh-huh.
And he was in Dallas, PA at the time. Well, guess where he is now?
Where?
He's in Allentown.
No. He's in
Allentown?
Well.
He's in a bed and breakfast prison
in Allentown?
That's the kind of bed and breakfast is there.
They got a fireplace in the cell? Take a brass bed and Victorian sheets.
Hey, man, odds are he will probably hear this.
Well, good luck. Best of luck to him.
Yeah, man. No, yeah. But I'm calling in because, first off, you got to let this voluntary OTA thing go, man. It's voluntary. Like, if it was.
Nah, it's not. You know it's not voluntary. You know that.
It is voluntary.
No. They put that label on it, but you know it's not voluntary. Players are expected to be there. Come on, Robert. This is the NFL. Nothing's voluntary in the NFL.
I get it, man. But if it were mandatory, I'd be with you 100%. But voluntary, the word voluntary just goes, you can come or not.
It's just a word because they have to put that word in because of the collective bargaining agreement. But all coaches don't want guys to miss that. You know that, right?
I get it, but they need to go back to the collective bargaining agreement then. And I'll say this on the flip side, which is really interesting. I wish Carson would have took the voluntary. I don't want him there.
I want him there. I don't need him jumping around and doing stuff. I like him in a rocker.
Nothing at all. So I'll say one more thing out of baseball point, and I'll go. And this is going to be an interesting baseball point because here's where I differ with Philadelphia. I'm a huge Eagles fan, thanks to my dad, but I'm a huge Braves fan, thanks to Georgia. I grew up in Georgia.
Well, so you're entitled to be a Braves fan in Georgia, growing up in Georgia.
I know. Uh-huh. And here's the thing. I had an argument with you about signing Bryce earlier and the money you guys are going to pay him for 13 years.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't see how much more better you guys are. What, 1.5 games right now than the Braves?
Oh, dude,
in the standing? I just don't see it.
Come on, man. It's early in the season. You'll see it by the end of the year. It's not going to manifest itself now. Come on, you Braves. Get out of here. So Pops is listening in to Pokey.
Yeah. Don't we have a lot of listeners?
Yeah, that's come up before.
Pops in the cut.
Yeah, because there was a guy who got out and kind of tried to put me in a bit of an uncomfortable situation, like kind of vouch for him.
Just based
on him listening.
What?
I get a lot of letters
written to me from people in prison.
Yeah, I've gotten a few as well.
Nice people, too. Mm-hmm. They're really nice, and we brighten their day, and it's cool.
Yeah, no, I like it.
I just can't.
I just can't vouch for you. I don't know you. I appreciate you listening, but I can't vouch for you to the CO.
Yeah, I got you. Doug in Montgomeryville, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Doug.
How you doing?
What's up, Doug?
Well, this is the deal. I have a couple questions for you. The first one's about basketball. The other one's about baseball. Everybody's talking about Simmons, you know, have to do this, got to shoot, everybody's got to do that. You know, and the thing is that you asked a question about, well, how does the season go for you? Well, I'd consider it a disappointment. I don't know if it's a failure, but no one's talking about in that last game. How does a guy like Kyrie Lowry, get all those rebounds when he's got three guys
over under the boards at 6'10" to 7'2".
Oh, we talked about that. He stole a couple offensive rebounds, and that goes back to missed opportunities. I agree with you.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. But the thing
but
is,
you're reliving that last game still. The game's over, Doug.
What I'm saying is not the point. The point, yeah, I just never got a chance to get into you to bring this up. That last game, if it wasn't for those rebounds and those turnovers, we win the game.
I agree. There were a lot of opportunities that they didn't take advantage of.
I know, but the drum that's being beaten today is about, Simmons taking a shot and all, not those turnovers. The other question is...
we're in the off season. We got to plan to next year. We can't look back.
I just wanted to bring that up.
Yeah, so I get you, but you're lamenting things that are over.
No, that's just something I wanted to get to you about. I just never had the chance.
Okay.
So let's put that by.
Okay.
The other question is, what happens, Bryce Harper, for one, he's not doing real well. He's picked it up, but for the...
Stop it. He's fine. They'll be fine by the end of the year of 35 and 110. And, we won't be thinking twice about it. Coming up is Sound Off right here on 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic. Time for you to sound off.
Sound off. You gotta be failing me. What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number 5 will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's keep going. Sound off.
Okay, Jim. By the way, after Sound Off, Andrew Stalchunas for the Fanatic Baseball Show is coming up. Most comprehensive look at the Phillies, the NL East, around the league. You hear from baseball experts, scene setters from the ballpark, lineups, matchups, and your calls. Fanatic Baseball Show follows at 6 o'clock. But right now it's time for Sound Off, 610-771-9705, our special fan line. You call up and you register something that's on your mind, and you may make it to the big show. Let's go!
So, Mike, I had the same concern you have about Carson Wentz, because remember about a month and a half ago, they said he was still hurt. Now, if the doctors have cleared him and he can be out there, I don't have any problem with it, Mike, because I need this guy to look like the guy who started off 2017 and we won 11 of the first 12 games.
I can't deny that. I mean, your point is well taken. It's voluntary OTAs. I'm not so sure you have to have him out there dancing around. That's all I'm saying.
Mike, you keep saying where do the Sixers stand right now? I'll tell you where they're standing. Right at the sidelines watching the game. It was a disappointing season. We wanted more and we didn't get it.
Well, that's true. But I think that when we look at Milwaukee, can you really make a case that the Sixers would have beaten Milwaukee?
No.
Can't make the case.
No.
Milwaukee has come to play in the playoffs. They're the best team in the East.
And their defense has been smothering the Raptors.
Hello, Mike. I hope that Joel Embiid was listening to Carson Wentz today. I'm going to do whatever it takes to get healthy. And I want to stay healthy, nutrition, whatever I need to do, whatever it takes. Now, if I'm Joel, I'm on the phone. Hey, Carson, exactly what is it you're doing?
Yeah, well, there's plenty of nutritionists and diet experts and physical fitness dudes involved with the Sixers. They don't like he has to call Carson. But it's just, again, it's a matter of will. These guys have to have the will to do it. They know, both of them know what they have to do. They've got an off season to do it.
Yeah, Mike, you know, people sound off about these Philadelphia Phillies, the 76ers. Well, guess what? They got everything in place. They don't need to change a thing, you know. They're going to get knocked down, but they're coming right back up. But, you know, they're like the movie Rocky. He got knocked down, they bounced back up.
Yeah, but you can't bounce back up if you don't have Jimmy Butler or Tobias Harris. I mean, that's the whole point about getting knocked on and bouncing back up.
It's a major question mark, the Sixers. A major. I mean, you have, again, the Embiid situation with the injury situation. And it is an injury situation. You have Simmons with an unknown improvement situation. This team is in major flux.
A lot of situations. I wouldn't call it flux. Flux is too strong a word, but situational situations is pretty covers it. Not flux.
I just, one of your callers just mentioned that Jimmy Butler is not a good fit on this team. However, in my opinion, I think that they need a guy like Jimmy Butler to give him a little boot in the ass every once in a while. These are young kids, and they need somebody that knows the ropes.
You know, it's funny. I was talking to Jameer Nelson again today at the workout, Jim.
What was he talking about?
And he said the same thing. New guy, Jimmy Butler. You need a player in your locker room like that.
Who's that type of guy?
Who's honest and will say stuff. Yep.
We got a problem in Philly. We had Markel with the Ips, number one draft pick. Now we got Ben with the Ips. And it's all happening under the same regime of the process, which lost on purpose for 3 years, which I think bred some bad habits.
What are the Ips? Does that mean the Ips or Ips? Did he say Ips?
He meant the Ips.
He meant the Ips, but he said Ips.
He said Ips. All right. And I don't know what that is.
No, Ips is a shortened version.
I do wonder, have the sports god, are they going to punish us for the process? I've always wondered that. That was always my fear.
The process was the necessary avenue to go through. I think the sports gods know that in the NBA.
All right.
When they did it, it was the avenue. Maybe it's changed.
Okay.
Let me tell you exactly why the process didn't fail. 3 years ago, what was our record? 10-72. 2 years ago, what was our record? We only had, what, like 28 wins, right? Yeah, 28 wins. And then the year after that, we had 52 wins, man. Come on, bro. That's a bad 50-year win season.
52 wins really don't mean anything unless you cash in the playoffs. And the process was supposed to yield playoff success. Now, the process is still going on. What I'm talking about it today in the context of the process, will it stop here? Because the process also includes the Butler package.
Voted for Jay Wright, head coach of the Sixers, effective immediately. Dusty Watson, manager of the Phillies, effective immediately. And you've heard of career politicians. I voted for Doug Peterson to be head coach of the Eagles for the rest of his career.
Dave in Center City. Again with the hate. Hate, hate, and then love.
And what is he doing on Election Day in Philadelphia, writing in all these joke votes? How about you weigh in on some issues today there? People don't, if you're headed to the polls before 8 o'clock, don't be like Dave. He's writing it in at the election today, he did that. Like at the poll as a writer. Yeah.
Maybe he didn't. Maybe it was just Joshua.
I think he did it.
No, I don't think he's that crazy.
Do yourself a favor. Six bogeys and you win the tournament. Burn that hat.
The hat's been put in cold storage. I don't know if the hat ever comes out again.
No, I think he's talking about Koepka.
Oh, the Koepka.
Yeah, when he had all the bogeys still won. Yeah, everybody loved the hat, but then he had the bogeys. I loved the hat.
I didn't like the hat at all.
You didn't like it?
The vertical hat?
Yeah, I like it.
No. I'm telling you, anything you know about the graphic arts, the message doesn't come across when it's vertical as much as it does horizontal.
Oh, that's the one you were talking about Friday.
Yes.
Yes.
And he almost choked it away, but he survived. All right, close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. You got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are the limits?
Because I don't like
them. They're brilliant. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound dog gets on.
See you later.
All right, the Fanatic Baseball shows up next on NBC Sports Philly. Quick slants and then the Phillies pregame show. I'm going to go home and hopefully my wine's there. It was signed by my cleaning person. If it's not, I'm going to go... Have a great night, everybody. We'll talk tomorrow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.